2 minutes after nine with the grease. Everybody's giving me a hard time because I got a haircut over the weekend. And I guess I did get skin pretty good, but I can handle it. I'm a man. I can take the derision. Had a weird thing happen when I was getting my hair cut. Yeah, well, I had it cut real short. You know, redneck shorts. And I didn't realize it, but my hair was hanging pretty far down my neck. And when they cut it free, there, just above the hairline, the hairdresser pointed it out to me with three numbers. 666. I realized there in that barbershop that I am... I feel a new power. I feel a new understanding. It's no wonder I can shriek the way I do. It's no wonder I can carry on like this day after day. I'm not a normal human being. I have a power, a black power, a satanic power. The barber, he looked at me and said, aren't you going to give me a tipper? I said, a tipper? You maggot, you want a tipper? I'll give you something. How about a little electricity? He stood there frying, and then... demand from me, you maggot. I'll learn you. Don't give me any grief, because I'm heady with power. I can control the world. I can control you over the telephone, so beware the next time you call up and give me grief. Watch this. Watch what happens when I pick up the maggot line. DC 101, you're on the air.
Grief man?
Yeah.
I don't think I really like you. I think your program stinks.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Take that, you maggot! You be careful when you criticize me, because I can't take criticism. And we demons cannot take criticism. We don't take it lightly. Let me take another call. My patience is wearing thin. My patience is wearing very thin. Hello, DC 101, you're on the air.
Jason, my mother doesn't like you.
Your mother doesn't like me? Well, look at your mother. Look at your mother and tell me what's happening.
She's melting.
She's melting. You're darn right she's melting. Now watch her. Yes, sir.
I am the voice of evil. I normally speak
like this, because this is the way you normally expect people to speak.
But when I speak in the voice of the beast, I speak like this. When I come to your house at night, when I crawl out from underneath your bed, this is how I'll speak to you on the gateway to hell. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me to hell. Deeper into hell.
That's right! I am the demon! Wait a minute.
A new employee at DC 101. Obviously, he doesn't know about me.
You there? Come over here. Come over here.
And come with me, deep into the bowels of hell. You will sit by my side, and together we will preside over a kingdom of evil.
What do you say? Are you ready to come into hell with me? I beg your pardon? You say you're not ready to come into hell with me?
Your mom.
Wait a minute, maybe you don't understand. I mean, hey, you know 666 Damien? You heard of me, maybe, huh?
Right, I said your mom.
Oh, wait just a cotton pick a minute here. I'm the Antichrist. I'm entitled to a little bit of respect.
Your mom.
I mean, I'm offering you a lot of power.
Your mama.
Do you mean to tell me that it means nothing to you that I am in charge of a universe?
Right, I said your
mama. I can't believe it. Who are you, this guy, anyway?
Your mama.
You shut up! This never happened in the movie or anything.
Your mom.
I mean, Gregory Peck fired up and his wife blew up and everything.
That's right, I said your mom.
And I can't... You're supposed to be afraid, aren't you? At least a little scared?
Your mom.
Knowing full well I might fry you right in front of your own face?
Your mom.
Oh, I guess even for Antichrist, the same holds true as it does for everybody else, you know? It's just so hard to find help nowadays. Blah, blah, blah.
Seems like it.
Recent bit, though, I just did that thing.
Oh, man, that's...